Scared.
I am not scared. You go ahead and hit record. I am not scared of you.
Okay, here we are.
Okay.
Here we
All right.
are.
Yeah.
It's a
Okay.
Thursday night, and we're
Yep.
talking about Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Which feels like we're just going to talk about Thursday, let's be
It
honest.
does. Okay. All right.
Well, I can maybe retain a little bit of the information from the other days, but
Yeah, well, there were some recurring characters, I guess, in all three episodes. So
whether we wanted them to recur or not,
oh,
they
exactly. Yeah. Should we start with Britt and Cody?
I was gonna say Cody. I feel like Cody was
I
they kept
know.
talking about like, well, he's charming. Like, is he?
He's
Like,
not. He's
he's not
not.
charming. I'm not sure what, like, did he charm them in the interview? And
I don't know. I
I don't
don't know.
know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not charming.
No, not funny, really.
Not
Doesn't
funny, not
seem super
charming, not
smart
really, yeah.
or sensitive, maybe. I'm not seeing
Yeah,
a
I
lot of
mean,
that.
I feel mildly sorry for him 'cause I kind of get I kind of get the like, oh great, like, you know, I've got to be part of this family that's all squeaky clean and wonderful
Yeah, right.
I'm not that kind of guy. But I also feel
Mm-hmm.
like, you know, he's overdoing this, like, I'm the dark horse, I'm the black sheep. It's like, dude, you're not that mysterious and
Yeah.
interesting. Not
Have you
really.
seen all the other scumbags on the show recently?
Yeah, you got competition, dude.
I
You are no Oz Haggerty,
No,
you
you're
know.
like a five on the creepiness scale.
Yeah, I mean,
In a
Mason,
room
like,
full
talk
of
about a creep.
tens. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, and that scene with he and Britt and the necklace, you know, the big like
Yeah.
gaudy
Yeah.
necklace.
Looks so fake.
Yeah, that was funny. I thought their references were quite off. They said, like for you know, there are younger people, and they were like, but they said something about Jimmy Hoffa, and I forget what the other reference was. I was like, that's like so not what
Yeah.
people their age would even know
That's true.
about.
Yeah, there were a
Unless
lot
there
of
were like a
holes.
TikTok video about it or something, then they might
Yeah,
know.
right.
You
And
know.
I wondered, like, can you just waltz into a bank with a key and just have access to a safe deposit box without any documentation?
I wished I'd looked that up for you because I really don't know. I've never like had that circumstance in
Well,
my
and
life.
I'm thinking back to like other TV shows where it seems like, if they just find a key, then somehow they do have access, but that could be just TV rules. I'm not sure.
Yeah, TV is different.
It's different, yeah. And also then my other complaint.
It's different, Gia. Okay. I'm so glad you're here to help me negotiate life.
Yeah, we're doing a bang up job, the two of us.
Tip top. Yeah.
Well, I thought there were all these the bottles of water, on the table
What?
to the side. Did you notice that? There was like
In the
sparkling
when they
water
were
that,
opening the No, I
yeah.
didn't.
Well, he asked her for her compact so he could, see if
Oh,
they were,
okay. I've
and
got a little beef with that. Yeah, okay.
I
Go
thought,
ahead.
why is he ruining her compact when there's all those glass bottles right there? But
Oh, I didn't think of
I
that.
don't
Okay.
know.
I
Yeah,
thought,
what's your beef?
okay. Well, my beef is that like that's a super common thing to know about. So why wouldn't Britt know
Britt
about
would have,
that?
exactly. Yeah, Britt would have known that too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I apologize, but I did look that up.
Thank you for apologizing.
I know you got kind of mad at me last time, you know.
Well, it was just, I don't know, hairspray.
Was pretty interesting stuff. But
No, it wasn't, Gia. No.
anyway, I was kind of like, well, is that real or is that like an old wives' tale that you scratch? So diamonds do in fact scratch mirror glass, which is, you know, glass. But so does cubic
Zirconia.
zirconia. So and various other things, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not really an accurate test.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Huh.
So I don't know. Okay. The whole thing seems a little off, and
I think you had to do is glance at that thing to know it was fake, but you know.
Or fake or, you know, stolen, whatever.
Well, then do you think it's maybe the Ice Princess broken down?
Oh, I didn't even connect that. That could be, couldn't it?
Well, the only reason I connected it was because they were talking about the Ice Princess today, and I thought, that's how all of this could come full circle.
Whenever they talk about it, I'm like, shut up.
I know, it's not going to make it any more interesting. I know. I didn't say it was going to be more interesting. I just said it might come full circle. lousy zero.
I did like towards the end of today when Matt kind of like had a little chat with Cody about, you know, if I'm your father, this doesn't have to be any big deal or, you know, it can be whatever we want it to be. And
right.
It was like, that actually like kind of made sense and made me like Mac a little bit, you know. Mac has been such a like nothing.
Stiff. Yeah.
And I thought that was sort of good.
Yeah.
The way he said that.
I
appreciated
good.
It.
I did too. I don't know if he could really dial back his intensity when it comes to, like, you know, pointing out who the mobsters are in town and that kind of stuff. But
how you feeling about Selena? How you feeling about her? I like her bangs. I don't know how you feel about that, but
she sidles up to Cody in a room full of people.
I need a like, ringer.
Cop. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just hoping that he'll do something to get himself beaten up again.
I want him to do something to get those curls off his forehead. Those drive me insane.
Yeah, I know they do. I know.
I don't know. And his hair is like, it's like they're letting it grow out. And I'm a fan of longer hair on men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But they need to like stop moosing it or whatever the hell they're doing to it.
I don't know
what they're doing.
Yeah.
Whatever. But yeah, too much Cody. Let's just like.
In a few words, that's the problem. Too much.
Too much time with Cody.
And he doesn't bring out like Britt's best qualities. Really, she doesn't seem as smart around him. She doesn't seem as funny around him. You know.
No, and like when she said to whoever she said it to that I like him, and it's like, like there's no evidence as to why
there
you
really
like
isn't.
Him.
Yeah.
Nobody understands it.
If that's what two people who like each other look like,
right?
I think
they've
got a problem.
Then I like a lot more people than I know.
And I like some people that I thought I didn't like.
I thought I really disliked. Vehemently, you know. Yeah. I dislike so many people. I'm trying not to, but it's...
Yeah, that reminds me. Yeah, we were supposed to be working on our gratitude journals.
Our gratitude. I'm like, I was trying to like express that concept to my father who's having trouble with gratitude lately. And it like... went over like a lead balloon, I tell you.
I bet. They stare at you. Like, who is this? You're adopted. Get out.
I found pictures while I was visiting that, like, I did used to say, I don't know, did you ever do that as a kid? Like, I'm adopted. You know, I would be, like, pissed off or something. You know, I'd be like, because I didn't have the, like, clay handprint or the bronze
all
baby shoe or whatever. The evidence, you know, which was simply because they were tired by the time they had me. They were just so freaking tired. They were like, whatever, another child, you know.
Yeah.
Like, God, we're sick of you children. But anyway, I came across pictures and it's like, I look so much like both of them. Like, there's no way in hell that I was adopted. No way.
As a child, as an adult, you're definitely...
I cannot get away with it.
No,
yeah.
You can't, Gia. Sorry.
But, gratitude. Yeah, I have gratitude for a lot of stuff. Sure.
On hospital?
I thought you were talking about just gin. I have gratitude for
gin. Yeah, that reminds me. I think I need to get some supplies.
I do too. We're out of ice, and it's so sad. The cocktail is not the same without. I didn't know how important ice was, but it's very important. It makes it sparkly, you know.
Okay.
I did have a couple of drinks tonight, not here, but
right. Yeah, you had a gig earlier, didn't you? Yeah. Okay.
I had a couple, and then somebody bought us one. And you don't want to be rude.
No, you don't. No, if anything, you're just
don't want to offend. Can't offend.
You're super polite. Yeah.
Class and then act. The bartender, bless her heart, her math was off when she had us pay. Mm-hmm. Like, I like this kind of night, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing but green lights, huh?
Yeah.
What kind of voice was that?
It's the gin voice.
Oh, and we learned somewhere during the week, Ava was talking about vermouth. Oh, I think she was low on vermouth.
Did she mention vermouth? She was downing a martini at such a rapid rate. I was like, you go, girl. Yeah. There's something I have gratitude for. I enjoyed she and Nina at Nina's apartment, which is Ava's old apartment. Yeah,
I kind of did too.
I like that sort of girlfriend thing. I like that apartment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It does have a nice feel to it. I like this
sort of whatever modern, you know, like modern decorating take they've got going there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why Nina was acting like she was kicking her out, like she'd been there forever. It's like she's only been there like 2 days or something.
I think it was just her choice of words or something. Yeah. She scared Ava too with that talk.
Yeah. That was sort of weird. I think, I like them. I think Nina's looking, I like Nina's sort of 70s hairdo she's got going lately.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sort of parted down the middle and curling ironed on either side.
Right.
Kind of a thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else? Do you have gratitude for anything?
Sure I do. Gia.
Dig deep.
Okay, well, along those lines, I'm grateful that Ava figured out that it was Victor.
Oh, that was Victor.
Who took the letter. Yep. And that she and Nicholas are sort of on the same page a teeny bit, at least where that's concerned.
Yeah. Are you invested in them staying together?
I don't know if that's what they want. Sure.
I guess so. I just feel like he's not worthy. I don't know who is worthy of Ava, but.
Unless he really can somehow get the best of both Esme and Victor, which, you know, it's hard to imagine. But if he could
I just had a Foo Fighters song enter my head when you said that, and that's a problem.
am I to blame? Did I?
Yes. Get the best of, the best, the best, the best. I won't sing it because you said how poor my singing is in that episode. Well, but
just in this context, and I feel like our listeners suffer enough.
They do. I know.
They really do. Yeah.
There's no free t-shirt in the world that's going to make up for this suffering. No,
that's true. Poor people. So I was grateful that Nicholas, you know, came clean with some of that stuff. I still don't quite understand. And he's come so close to just giving it all away when he talks. Anytime he talks to Victor, you feel like
and Victor's away moving from in.
Saying too much. You know, he thinks he's being so clever.
Yeah, he's not that clever.
He's not that clever.
I got a question for you because I don't remember. Like, why is Victor trying to break Ava and Nicholas up? Like, what is his angle there?
This seems stupid now, but as far as I can tell, it's that he believes Esme is dead and that Ava, whoever killed her, and if they're married still, they don't have to testify against each other, right? But if they're divorced, then I guess Nicholas could testify against Ava, right?
So he's like actually trying to protect Nicholas with this?
I don't know. It doesn't sound right, does it?
Unclear.
That's all I can think of, though.
But it wasn't, so it hasn't been spelled out for us in any way.
Well, I thought it had been, but not lately. And now, you know, it just seems like it's just tiresome. It's like, yeah, it's like Victor tiresome, just doesn't want anybody to have a girlfriend, you know.
Maybe that's it. He doesn't have a girlfriend. Oh, well, yeah. We haven't talked about Lucy in a while and where Lucy might be. Yeah. I guess we just don't know. They put her on hold for a little bit.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But the other bedraggled woman that was dragging through the muck there, Holly.
Yeah.
I'm kind of having a hard time. I know I'm supposed to like her.
Yeah.
But I'm bothered by her feeble voice.
She does she does. And, well, she had COVID before she was on the show. So that's part of it, yeah.
Did she used to have that feeble voice?
No. It was much more sort of assertive and, like, you know, Anna when she's, like, really.
Like, there's something going on there. And they have her dressed sort of, you know, like, in that, like, young cougar style with the leather jacket and the jeans and stuff. Uh-huh. And then that feeble voice comes out and I'm like, what? I don't know what to do with this character.
yeah. Who brought her the clothes at the hospital?
Not Maxie. Olivia.
Olivia, yeah.
Olivia.
Huh. Well, so that doesn't explain where those clothes came from then, really.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, I know I'm supposed to like her, and I'm like, I'm feeling kind of negative towards her, which maybe says more about me. I don't know. But
well, they haven't given us much to work with. It's kind of, you know, hard to really figure out, like, why all of a sudden she's back, especially.
Yeah, and she's just got this sort of, like, wide-eyed deer in the headlights thing going on, and I don't know.
Knowing where she was for 2 years. Now, who else had that experience?
Does that, you go to a hospital and tell them you don't remember anything for the last 2 years, and they're like, oh, you're fine. You know.
You're good.
You're good.
As long as you can walk, I don't see a problem.
Yeah. Head on out. Yeah.
We need this bed.
Yeah. We're trying to make money off colonoscopies, if you wouldn't mind getting out.
Yeah. Unless you have something you'd like us to take a look at.
You know what I learned tonight? This is, like, completely off topic, but.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I don't believe you've had a colonoscopy, but when you do, they give you a drug that gives you the best sleep of your life.
Do you know the name of this drug?
I don't, but my friend, and I trust him. I mean, he may be wrong, but he said that's what Michael Jackson was hooked on. That's what the doctor was, and that's what killed him. I was like, now I get it.
Yeah, because it's so nice.
If I had access to that every day, I would take it too. It's like,
if you had a little button you could tap, you'd be tapping.
Exactly. If, like, you were like a rat hitting that pleasure center button or whatever, you'd be like hitting that every day. You're like, oh, that was so great. Like, don't wake me up. No.
Well, that's
so I have a little more sympathy for Michael Jackson. I don't want to think about the, like, little boys and stuff, but just the drug thing. Like, oh, I get it.
But, like, doctors prescribing stuff like that, that seems like that would be a problem.
Yeah, it really could. You should not prescribe that. I mean, it's fantastic. Like, you're out. You can't even, you don't even get your whole sentence out. You're like, what the, and you're like, you're out. You are gone. So great. I'm hoping death is like that, really.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
It'd be so great. But anyway, that's off topic. Let's see.
That would be in your gratitude journal under gin.
Yes.
Or above gin, probably.
Oh, yeah. So much better than gin.
Your journal's and, really shaping up.
Yeah. and like, there weren't any real side effects, like, from that, you know, like, you didn't have a hangover, or, you know, you just, like, you woke up and you were goofy for a while. But other than that, like, there was no ill effect. Right. I recommend it, just a colonoscopy just for that.
Just for that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of other crappy stuff, like literally crappy.
Oh, Gia. I can't talk to you when you're like this.
Just chuck me funny. Let's see what else. I think we need to start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Because Josh needs a new sweater.
Yeah, that one was hanging way off of her shoulder, wasn't it?
Well, and it has all these like holes in it and stuff.
Yeah. It looked like sort of a fishnet kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe she got it from the Quartermain's boathouse.
But I did like the conversation with she and Cam and Spencer. I thought that was...
Yeah, that was all right.
That was nice.
I like seeing Cam again and you know.
Well, and he delivered that sort of heartfelt, you know, expression of why he's friends with Spencer. And I thought, that's so lovely.
Yeah.
And that's like the nail in your coffin with you and Joss, because that's just... like,
yeah,
he's so straightforward and genuine and honest and everything, and she's like, yeah, I don't like this guy, you know. He's like,
yeah, when she's older she'll look back and she'll think, oh,
she'll look back and she'll be sorry, won't she?
Yep because Cam's the real deal. He's a good kid
yep But I liked how she, like, what did she call Spencer? She called him an asshole or something? What did she call him? I don't think she said asshole. They probably don't say that on daytime.
No, they don't seem to let them say asshole. I don't remember what it was.
What did she call him? Ass hat?
I think you just wanted to say that, Gia.
I like ass hat.
I know you do. I know. You probably say that a lot when you're having a colonoscopy.
You're very kind to me, yeah. I probably do. Who knows
Doctor's
what I'm saying?
Like, but... if she says ass hat one more fucking time, we're going to start putting stuff back in there.
Tennis balls.
What have we got around here?
Spaghetti squash.
Give me that Twinkie wrapper. Let's see. Okay. things we're grateful for.
You're going to have to carry this because I think that third gin just kicked in.
I didn't quite realize what we were dealing with here.
I haven't had supper.
Oh, well, gosh, Gia, you really need to understand that the food is an important part of the equation.
Well, the timing is off for...
Yeah, I guess you don't want to eat a lot before you play, huh?
Yeah, and so I'll eat later. I'll eat when we're done. I'm so dedicated to this pod blog that we do.
It shows.
How are we doing on our stats, by the way? I wish I could figure out that graph.
Yeah, I think we're doing okay in spite of ourselves.
I feel like that graph shows me that either 100% of the people are listening to us or zero.
I think both can be true.
Oh, it's like Schrodinger.
Yeah. Could we talk about Maxie?
Oh, Maxie. Okay, what about Max? What happened with Maxie? I can't remember.
Well, she had her little encounter with Austin, and she had Georgie with her. Georgie was a naughty little kid.
Have we met that child before? That particular child?
I don't think so.
Okay. I feel like that was my first encounter, and I like her.
She liked all that sass. Yeah. She was not pulling any punches, was she?
The eye rolling was perfection. the like putting Austin in his place, awesome.
I thought Maxie was good too,
trying to be like the proper mother.
And she had her sense of humor and everything. It was good, Maxie too. And I don't know anymore if we should be a fan of Austin's, you know?
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know.
picking up on something, you know. So
I see no chemistry between he and Maxie, really, other than they've decided they like each other, and but that doesn't seem like enough,
right?
You know?
No, it's not really enough. No.
I guess he's preoccupied with Mason,
Mason,
and whatever is happening in Pawtuck. Pawtuck, with the hold that Pawtuck has over him.
You know, all of these things are just getting sort of absurd. You know,
It'll come to a head at Thanksgiving, apparently, when gobble gobble, they're going to get together and. I don't know what'll happen. Like, what the hell could be happening in Pawtuck that
I don't know. And if Maxie like somehow gets dragged to Pawtuck for Thanksgiving, then you know, she's not as smart as we thought.
Yeah.
Unless she wants to just see what's going on there, you know. I don't know.
Yeah. But
that doesn't seem like a good idea.
But so, I like Georgie. Georgie reminds me of original Charlotte. Like they would be quite a force together, wouldn't they?
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so I hope we see more of her.
Mm-hmm. Now, when Nina encountered Victor, and she was like asking, like, "What's going on with Charlotte?
What's going on with Charlotte,
can't
right?
Get in touch with Valentine." I can't remember, like, how much had Valentine told her, or had he not really told her anything?
I don't think he'd really told her anything. He's told Anna everything.
Yeah, because didn't he want to try to have Nina's help somehow? Like,
did he? I can't remember. I don't think he revealed anything about Victor to her.
Maybe not.
But we know he's probably in danger because he's on Victor's plane and everything, and who knows. But.
Right. Scotty knows how those flights go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what's going on there. He's probably just off on some other vacation or something. But
Yeah,
and why isn't Anna a little more... Well, Anna's locked up, so I guess she can't do anything about anybody.
Right.
And even if she could, she's completely ineffective.
Yeah, she could talk about doing something, but then really not be able to get it done.
Felicia, in her batty way, has been more effective as a spy getting her done.
Mm-hmm, that's
Felicia's
true.
Been a little less Betty Boop lately, which I appreciate. Like,
It's
been sort of speaking plainly.
Mm-hmm. And she's definitely like, she has her Felicia personality, you know, like
which I like.
Yeah, I do too.
I try to look beyond the Betty Boop stuff, but sometimes that gets to me.
It just seems like her intentions are always good. She's always sort of trying to be positive and, you know, sort of like help like orchestrate these sort of like situations so everybody kind of is okay. I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't have much of a dark side. Like,
no, and she's got plenty of reason to be cynical and stuff. You know, she's been through it all just like everybody else in Port Charles.
Sure. She had her time with Ryan. What did you think about today? Like, today was date night.
A lot of action.
There was a fair amount of action going on.
Intimacy.
With the geriatric couple of Mac and Felicia. I was like, oh my God, we're even going to see like Mac getting it on.
Yeah.
He's like younger than us, I think, but
probably.
We don't go on television with that stuff, so.
No, sirree.
No.
I guess I didn't mind it, but I'm not liking Brooklyn too much for keeping
Come around.
Yeah, but it seems like I don't know. It's wrong, right?
They're setting it up so that we know she will, like, her conscience will eventually not allow her to avoid that email, and she'll do the right thing in the end. You know she will. For love. Because they really love each other. But
it's Dante, right, who's emailing her. So it seems right. like it yeah. could easily happen that he talks to Chase, right? And says he's yeah. waiting for this.
That could be
Brooklyn.
Yet another complication between yeah. them. Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think about Trina and,
geez, and Rory, right?
Rory, yeah.
Well, that seemed all very stiff, I thought.
Yeah, yep. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel a lot of chemistry between them either. Do you?
No. And I thought, how weird is that you're going to go get a hotel room together, but not expect to like be intimate, you know?
Yeah.
Use your word. Yeah. I know. I used it.
Well, I was thinking that too. It seemed, it all seemed kind of like,
it was weird.
Yeah. Definitely weird. And I would think sort of very uncomfortable for her.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine. Like no. I can't imagine. Like that's weird. Like the hotel room thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you know, and yeah, she had a little break with reality there. So maybe that is schizophrenia.
Ooh, interesting.
When she was envisioning Spencer.
Enough that she sort of sat up, like you know, it wasn't. Yeah. Like she could control it. So yeah. It's
in
strange.
In that vision, did he have that scuzzy little mustache and stuff?
No, because she hasn't seen him in prison, right?
Okay, so she hasn't. Okay, she doesn't know to envision that disgusting little mustache.
yeah. And I wasn't sure, like, what to make of his call to her and then hanging up.
And then hanging up, but she'll see where the call came from, so she'll know.
I guess
know.
So, yeah. No, like, yeah. You know, so maybe he thinks that, maybe that's all he wanted to do, really? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, poor Rory. That I was also worried, like we still don't know if he might be the killer. The hook, you know.
That seems very far fetched.
Well, you're gonna feel pretty bad if it turns out to be him.
I'll feel terrible, Gia.
You'll owe me something. I don't know what.
I will apologize, yeah.
Okay.
Oh God. But and the hook thing has all been on pause too lately, right?
Yeah, so. Which makes you wonder, like, is it Esme? Because Esme's locked up and nobody else is being
hooked. Right. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, there was some good stuff going on today. I don't know.
At least we sort of got to touch base with a lot of different characters that we haven't seen much of lately.
And I like that they've got Terry and Elizabeth on a little adventure. That could get interesting.
Yeah, a little caper.
We'll see what happens there. Mm-hmm. I don't like this, like, Reiki, whatever the hell's got it. Like, that plot line is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I like these characters, but I feel like they're making them do stupid stuff.
Yeah, they're taking them farther and farther away from what makes them interesting.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there was so much to work with right there at home, you know?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't get it either.
Anyway, did you look anything up? Because I feel like we've got anything interesting left to say. So unless you've looked something up, God.
I didn't, Gia. No, I could have, I suppose, but I didn't. No.
Nothing about gaudy necklaces or hairspray or.
No.
All right. Well,
Sorry.
Did we miss anything?
I think we covered most of it.
Old man over there, did we miss anything? Anything you want to add? No, he's not going to let his voice be recorded.
No. You know,
shy.
Oz. Rory/Oz.
Oz, yeah. We were going to call you Oz. Are you okay with Oz? Or do you prefer Rory? I have trouble saying Rory.
Well, we've also got Mason. We could go with Mason.
No, I'm not calling him Mason. That's
how
awful.
About Felty? We like Felty.
Felty, I like. Felty's good. Or Book.
Book. Yeah, Book.
Oh.
Or Carver. Is that the other guy's
name?
Which
Carver. One's that?
He's who's the guy that? Who strung up.
Oh, decks. Carver. Yeah, I did like Carver. I'm sorry. I was sorry to see him go. I was sorry to see his backside. But yeah, maybe Selena will bring him back into action at some point here.
And he could do stuff with Cody.
Exactly. Let's string that guy up. Gosh. Yeah. Good God. I mean, he's just such a drip, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where they get charming. I don't know.
He seemed so squirrely and shifty when they were like looking in the box in her hotel room. And then when they got to the safe deposit box, he also was like,
very squirrely.
I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. There's too much white of his eye exposed all the time. What's up with that?
I don't know, Gia.
You know what I mean? Like, there's too much eyeball happening
sometimes,
there.
Sometimes, yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's not his fault, I guess, but...
I guess not. But he's never going to make it into the gratitude journal, I guess.
I don't think he is.
No.
Yeah, in general, I have gratitude for the whole show, and it was a little better today, I guess. I thought date night was a little bit of a bust for all around. I felt sad for Trina.
Yeah.
Like the wrong guy.
Yeah, and just being so isolated with him, I just seemed like she shouldn't have gone on that trip.
No, she shouldn't have. Like, she had hesitation because it was like some sort of Comic-Con convention, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember in high school, like, some guy telling me, like, foreigner, and I was like, yeah, that's it. You know, like,
bye-bye. Really? Foreigner?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I think we were on a date, and I was like, oh, that's too bad. You know, like...
Well, this is my curfew, 7:15. I've got to go.
It's not like I had a lot of dates, you know, but I was like, well, that's just a shame, you know, that you revealed that, you know.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I, you know, Trina's more, open-minded or what, you know, I'm so snotty, like the coolness element of my brain, you know, couldn't handle that at that point, because I was, you know, I was all about the 80s, you know, Kaja, Gugu, and whatever, you know.
So I'm not sure you're winning any awards there either, Jim.
Oh, I wasn't, but I was like, that was it. There was no way our worlds were gonna mesh if he was listening to Foreigner, you know.
And you like those hair bands, kind of.
What?
The hairdo kind of. What do they call those?
Oh, hairdo. Well, that's not like hair. Not like White Snake and like that. No, those are hair bands, like officially.
Right.
Yeah. I was all about the, you know, MTV 80s bands kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was cool.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Of course you were. But anyway, I'm
trying to relate to Trina being like, okay, I'll go to this Comic-Con thing, you know.
It seemed like they should have had at least a couple more, just like even dinners together or something.
Yeah, just dates, regular dates, not like, not just go to a hotel room. Like,
And I feel like Taggart would pound Rory a little bit for
like, right? Like, why is she at a hotel room with something? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're old enough, certainly, but it's, I don't know, it's a little. Yeah. It's too much. It's too. I mean, I don't even like going with my husband to a hotel room. You know, like,
oh,
like,
sure you do.
It's like, that's a lot of pressure, you know, like a hotel room with a ball of hair in the chair.
That's probably got a hidden camera in it. They're like, nobody's ever going to touch this ball of hair.
Oh, well.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Well, we probably covered everything. I
think we have, and I think we've gotten to know you a little bit better, Gia.
Yeah, not I'm not like in a good light, really.
No. We all do things.
You want to reveal something negative about yourself so I'll feel better? Any sort of snotty attitudes you held in your youth?
You know, I probably did have snotty attitudes in my youth. I definitely had my music tastes. Yeah.
Yeah, like people you would just drop if they said they, I don't know, who would they have said that you would have been like, because I know that you had some, like, I know that you've been to like 3 George Thorogood concerts.
I think it was 2 and I regret them both. if somebody had said they liked Leonard Skinner, I might have thought twice.
Yeah, you would have drawn the line there.
Yeah, okay. But, I don't know. I wasn't really having many conversations with boys back in those days, or ever, really. Or girls, for that matter.
but if any of them had liked Leonard Skinner, they would have been they would have been out the door. So.
I would have distanced myself a little bit, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
But there was a lot. There were a lot of Leonard Skinner fans in my high school back in those days.
There probably were in mine too. I mean, I was in the South, so
yeah. So there should have been. Yeah.
But it was right in that era of like sort of new wave punk, that kind of stuff.
That's a complete 180 from that Southern rock.
Yeah. It was a weird time.
And yet here we are.
Yeah. Here we are. All right. Okay, well, let's wrap it up. And thanks to anybody that's actually hung on this long. Good God.
I guess there was somewhere in there we had sort of a PSA about the drugs that, you know, are fun, but you can take too much.
Yeah, like you can't schedule a colonoscopy every day just to have that nap. But you should schedule just your regular one and enjoy the nap.
That's
while you're being violated.
Gia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why don't you stop there? Stop there. Because that was lovely. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll see everybody in a few days.
Yeah. All right, Gia. Well, you take care.
Okay. You too. Give me 2 steps or 3.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Bye.
Goodbye. Oh, gosh. Bye, Gia. Bye, Rory.
Okay, bye.
/ Carver.
See ya.
Bye.